Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 29, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains two poems, The Tournament and The Wind and the Moon. Part 3 continued. The Tournament. There are several of Sidney Lanier's poems that children love to learn. Tampa Robins, The Tournament, Joust 1, Barnacles, The Song of the Chattahoochee, and The First Steamboat Up the Alabama are among them. At our poetry contests, the children have plainly demonstrated that this great poet has reached his hand down to the youngest. The time will doubtless come when it will be a part of education to be acquainted with Lanier, as it is now to be acquainted with Longfellow or Tennyson. Bright shone the lists, blue bent the skies, and the knights still hurried amain to the tournament under the ladies' eyes, where the jousters were heart and brain. Flourished the trumpets, entered Heart, a youth in crimson and gold. Flourished again, Brain stood apart, steel-armored, dark and cold. Heart's palfrey caracoled gaily round, Heart trollyrod merrily. But Brain sat still with never a sound, so cynical calm was he. Heart's helmet crest bore favors three from his lady's white hand caught, while Brain wore a plumeless casque, not he of favor gave or sought. The trumpet blew, Heart shot a glance to catch his lady's eye, but Brain gazed straight ahead, his lance to aim more faithfully. They charged, they struck, both fell, both bled, Brain rose again ungloved. Heart, dying, smiled and faintly said, "My love to my beloved." Sidney Lanier. The Wind and the Moon. Little laddie, do you remember learning The Wind and the Moon? You were 8 or 9 years old, and you shut your eyes and puffed out your cheeks when you came to the line, "He blew and he blew." The saucy wind made a great racket, and the calm moon never noticed it. That gave you a great deal of pleasure, didn't it? We did not care much for the noisy, conceited wind. Said the wind to the moon, "I will blow you out." You stare in the air like a ghost in a chair, always looking what I am about. I hate to be watched. I'll blow you out. The wind blew hard, and out went the moon. So deep on a heap of clouds to sleep, down lay the wind and slumbered soon, muttering low, "I've done for that moon." He turned in his bed. She was there again, on high in the sky, with her one ghost eye. The moon shone white and alive and plain. Said the wind, "I will blow you out again." The wind blew hard, and the moon grew dim. "With my sledge and my wedge, I have knocked off her edge. If only I blow right fierce and grim, the creature will soon be dimmer than dim." He blew and he blew, and she thinned to a thread. One puff more's enough to blow her to snuff. One good puff more where the last was bred, and glimmer, glimmer, glum will go the thread. He blew a great blast, and the thread was gone. In the air nowhere was a moonbeam bare. Far off and harmless the shy stars shone. Sure and certain the moon was gone. The wind he took to his revels once more. On down in town, like a merry mad clown, he leaped and hallooed with whistle and roar. "What's that? The glimmering thread once more!" He flew in a rage, he danced and blew, but in vain was the pain of his bursting brain, for still the broader the moon-scrap grew, the broader he swelled his big cheeks and blew. Slowly she grew till she filled the night, and shone on her throne in the sky alone, a matchless, wonderful, silvery light, radiant and lovely, the queen of the night. Said the wind, "What a marvel of power am I! With my breath, good faith, I blew her to death. First blew her away right out of the sky, then blew her in. What strength have I?" But the moon, she knew nothing about the affair, for high in the sky, with her one white eye, motionless, miles above the air, she had never heard the great wind blare. George MacDonald. End of section 29. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 20th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.